Montana News. I'm Brian Bennett. Montana officials have finalized their scores for the first round of applications for about $250 million in federal stimulus funds for infrastructure projects being requested by local governments, irrigation districts, and state agencies. The money was set aside by the legislature earlier this year as part of the more than $2 billion expected to flow to the state from the Federal American Rescue Plan Act passed by Congress in March. The funds are arriving in two batches, and the infrastructure grants will be awarded in two phases. Not second thoughts exactly, but Daryl James, executive director of the Montana Infrastructure Coalition, thinks there's a better way than through the federal government dumping loads of money in the state for infrastructure.
It's interesting what this type of funding is doing to Montana's economy, to the cost of labor and materials in Montana, and it really does shine a light on the need for sustainable, predictable funding rather than these huge tranches of money that come through and thinking that this is how we ought to fund infrastructure.
This is the Northern News Network.